We're exploring the future of natural gas and the prospects of eliminating gas from our country's energy mix in the face of the climate crisis. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Now let's check in on the year-end membership drive underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Lee Rayburn. Hi there, Lee.
Good morning, Kate.
And we're here to say that this year-end member drive is your chance. It's your chance to support the programs that you count on every day here on the Ideas Network. Programs that keep you in touch, informed, inspired. You fill in the blank. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and we look forward to 2022.
Now, last hour, we heard from 10 donors, and I want to thank everyone who gave. We're looking to double up this hour. Our goal this hour is to get 20 gifts, and these goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on.
So what do you say? Let's meet this goal, and it happens one gift at a time. Let's start with yours and yours and yours, right, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And mine, of course, too. And you probably know federal and state tax dollars, which do come from listeners like you, provide important funding for WPR programs. However, it's the voluntary listener contributions that are actually the biggest piece of support for what we do.
That's right. You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The programs you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. It's what you know. It's how you know it. That's why you're listening right now and why you listen every day. During this year-end member drive, we're asking you to support your radio home.
Yes, listeners who value public radio give what they can to support it. That is how this works. And if you're already a member, thank you for making Wisconsin Public Radio possible. If you're not a member yet, today's the day to become one. Make your first ever gift. Maybe it's $100, maybe it's $10 a month. Give the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio for the shows we all know and love. But WPR is more than radio.
I'm Laurel White, and I am WPR's State Capitol reporter, and I am also one of three co-hosts of our weekly WPR Politics podcast. We really try to have fun with it and make it as entertaining and as accessible for people who might not be into politics, but we're also trying to consider those other political nerds out there that really want to get into the nitty-gritty and some of the fun details of the craziness that is the State Capitol.
Wisconsin Public Radio, it's more than radio. And when you give, you're a big part of what makes it all happen.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to help make it all possible. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs that you rely on. And that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you decide it's going to be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And here's the thing, Kate. It's so easy. It's so easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time, and you can get it done right now and give a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Plenty of time left this hour, but we're looking for you to get us started this morning with 20 more people to join us this hour. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs that you rely on.
And how about choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month? Here's the deal. Alliant Energy is partnering with us. They'll match every meal raised through the food bank thank you gift, up to $5,000 worth of meals. So ask for your food bank gift and get it matched at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
Also want to remind you, now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's so easy to set up, convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card, and you can get started now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Thomas and Marathon, says I listen to WPR regularly, especially Garden Talk and the morning show. Thomas, thank you for listening. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now to the debate over the future of the natural gas industry. Gas projects around the country face new legal challenges from environmental groups like the Sierra Club that say switching to natural gas doesn't actually help the climate and could even worsen global warming. That's from the Wisconsin chapter's Beyond Gas campaign that we'll be learning about here. Are you concerned about gas utility expansion? How do you feel about new gas projects versus investing in the electric grid? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Laura Lane is chair of Sierra Club Wisconsin Chapter's Executive Committee. Laura, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, natural gas is supposed to be this bridge fuel. Tell us what's wrong with natural gas. Isn't it better than coal?
No, that's actually a fiction. Gas does not need to be used as a bridge fuel, and that's one of the biggest messages that we're trying to get out statewide, because unfortunately utilities are positioning themselves to pivot to gas as they get off of coal. And I'm here to say that studies have shown, the science has shown, that we can achieve a fully clean electric grid by 2035 in the United States. The technology is here. The reliability is here. Recent study that came out of Cal Berkeley looked at these issues, and they found that we have the technology, we have the reliability, and most importantly, new gas is not needed. So one thing people think, they think it's natural gas, and that's really a misnomer. There's not much natural or clean about gas. Every step of getting the gas, from the extraction, processing, shipping, and burning of it, produces large amounts of greenhouse gases. And one that's particularly concerning is methane. Methane is a very potent, powerful gas, and it traps, I think it's about 80% more heat than carbon dioxide. So that's a huge concern. But really how we like to think about it is gas is bad for people, for health. It's bad for the environment. And it's really bad for our pocketbooks as well. So that's the three areas. And we don't need it. We don't need to pivot to natural gas. We have the technology. What we need to do instead is we need to go big and we need to go bold and we need to make historic investments in clean energy.
Well, I want to jump in, though, on pocketbook here, because gas utilities will tell you that swapping out natural gas with electric would lead to higher bills. It would lead to reliability issues. And that over the past decade, natural gas has been credited with reducing carbon dioxide emissions. So why is natural gas such a target now?
Well, simply because natural gas falls under fossil fuels. And with the climate change looming, climate change is here right now. And we're trying to limit. We can't stop climate change. We're trying to limit climate change. And so what we need to do that is to get off of all fossil fuel energy sources, and that's both coal and gas. And so in terms of the price with gas, there's two issues. First of all, natural gas prices are rising, and I think they were just projected to rise this winter. Solar, wind, renewable energy has come a long, long way in the last 10 years, and now it's cheaper. It's cheaper than fossil fuel-based sources. But the other really concerning thing when we invest in gas is when we build the gas infrastructure. And right now there are proposals in different parts of the state. Up in Superior, a proposal for a huge gas plant. We have liquefied natural gas storage tanks and RICE units, which are reciprocating internal combustion engines, like small gas plants. So we have all these new gas projects being proposed. And the problem is that we have to build the infrastructure. The utilities have to invest, and they have to build the infrastructure. And what's going to happen once they put in all these capital expenditures and they build these things? So, for example, the Namaji Trail Energy Center that's being proposed up in Superior. It's a $700 million gas plant. And what the science shows is that gas plants are going to become quickly obsolete because of where renewable energy is going. So we'll build these infrastructures, and then ratepayers will be on the hook for paying for them. They'll be what's known as stranded assets.
And I want to pause right there on stranded assets because Chris in Port Wing wants to bring up that point. Chris, go ahead.
Thanks. I really appreciate the show, and thanks for having the Sierra Club and the utility on. I'm a certified master trainer in the area of photovoltaic electric generation. I've been in the industry for 35 years, so it's kind of a subject dear to my heart. Fracking is why natural gas is affordable. And if the Halliburton loophole wasn't approved during the Bush administration, it would be illegal. They basically are polluting so much water to get cheap natural gas. We're eventually moving into a water crisis, too. But I'm calling to make a comment as a shareholder of Minnesota Power. This is just a sheer self-interest of any shareholder in Minnesota Power or Superior Power and Light, because there, I've been lobbying against this since the proposal showed up. Their $700 million is a good asset to invest in renewables. You put it into solar and wind and storage, and you have a very long-term clean energy source that is now cheaper than running the natural gas plant.
And I think Laura, you would echo that sentiment.
Oh, I think he said it beautifully. I would agree 100%. Absolutely, what he said is spot on, and it perfectly articulates the message that we are trying to get out there. And I really, as a shareholder of Minnesota Power, I feel for you, and I really appreciate you understanding why investing millions upon millions of dollars in a new gas plant is simply short-sighted. It's absolutely the wrong way to go.
Laura Lane, Chairs Executive Committee of the Sierra Club's Wisconsin Chapter. You can join in. Are you satisfied with the progress that Wisconsin's utilities are making to reduce greenhouse emissions, or do you want more action? 800-642-1234 to join in. We'll pick this up ahead here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the future of gas utilities and whether burning gas will hold back the rise of renewable energy. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's discuss our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Lee Rayburn. And now is your time to take action. Set your favorite programs up for success in 2022 with your gift during this year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. Takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Less than 40 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for 19 more people to join in. And when you give, you fund the morning show and all the other WPR programs that you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you share every weekday morning with the morning show, and your morning wouldn't be the same without these interesting guests talking about a wide variety of topics that you care about. The Ideas Network is here for you when your alarm clock wakes you up to it, or while you share breakfast in the kitchen all around the island, or drive to work with us. Your support makes these conversations possible. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you may be asking yourself, well, I support WPR, but what more can I do? Well, a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or credit card.
And many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount is right for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, you could win an Etsy gift card when you donate any amount for the WPR programs you love. Five lucky winners will enjoy a custom and handmade gift shopping spree with $250 to spend at Etsy.com. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. Enter now with your gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ooh, Etsy, Lee Rayburn. Mm-hmm. Are you? Oh, you're Etsy. All right.
You can find anything on Etsy.
I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. Your support during this year-end member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
So we have to say, if you've already renewed or make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of WPR.
And time's ticking. If you haven't given just yet, join thousands of other WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So when 19 more people support WPR programs in the next 25 minutes or so, we'll meet our goal. WPR is listener-powered, and that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Brea in Fitchburg says, I moved to Wisconsin during the pandemic, and WPR has helped me learn more about Wisconsin, stay up to date with current topics and ideas, and feel more connected to my new community.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Thank you, Brea.
Your gift now, so important. Join Brea at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now to the debate over natural gas power plants like the Nemadji Trail Energy Center planned for construction by 2025 in Superior, and challenges from environmental groups that argue natural gas won't do much to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, might even make the climate crisis worse. The industry has promoted a bridge fuel. We've been talking about that. How do you feel about future investments? Conversation 800-642-1234. Laura Lane chairs the executive committee of the Sierra Club's Wisconsin chapter. Let's bring on another caller, Betty now in Madison. Hi, Betty. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the program. It's really interesting. And I'm so encouraged about the Berkeley study that says by 2035, goals can be met. My question has to do with nuclear power, because I've heard some people say it can't be done without nuclear power, and your guest hasn't discussed that. I personally am very much against it, but I'd like to know what her assessment is, and also what the Berkeley report, how they handled that.
Betty, thank you. Laura.
Hi, yeah, Betty, thank you so much for your question. And nuclear power is a question that we get pretty frequently. The Sierra Club, our national organization, is opposed to nuclear two reasons. The technology is still developing, but obviously nuclear waste is a huge problem. And the research and the science is showing us that we don't need nuclear. And the Berkeley study is one of those that we can achieve a fully 100% electric grid without nuclear. We can do it with renewables. Wind and solar also, but the other things, battery storage, and our batteries are coming a long way. They've really developed over the last 10 years, and we think about 2030 and 2035 and where we'll be. The technology will be even that much more improved. Other things, energy efficiency, reducing energy use. We've become really sophisticated in how we're building our buildings, smart grids, microgrids. So we've got all kinds of tools that we can use. So our answer to nuclear is no, and we would much rather focus, as I said, on the renewable sector. The answer lies in wind, the sun, battery storage, energy use and efficiency, demand-side alternatives. Those things can get us where we need to go. But as I said, we need to move quickly. We need to be bold, and we need to go big, because we have about 10 years here. So the climate crisis is looming, and clean energy is clean. It doesn't have the health effects. So often people talk and they don't realize coal, gas, they have terrible health effects for people, air pollution, noise pollution, water contamination, and we need to remember that as well. And as I said, the good news is that renewables are becoming cheaper and cheaper. So we really like to stay away from nuclear and focus, make historic investments in renewable energy and the related technologies.
Just taking a moment here on the chemicals side, the Biden administration said last month it would heavily regulate methane emissions, which is a huge byproduct of oil and gas production, upstream in drilling and extraction, downstream pipeline leakage, so forth. What are the implications for the gas industry with stricter methane regulations from the EPA?
Well, I just think it makes no sense that they would be focusing with stricter regulations, that they would be focusing on gas and building more gas infrastructure, saying that it's needed as a bridge fuel. That's truly not what the science, what the technology is showing us. It's a myth. And so it makes no sense to be dumping millions of dollars to build the infrastructure, to be dealing with more strict regulations. I mean, more strict regulations are needed because every part of getting gas, the extraction, the processing, the shipping, is harmful. It's harmful to our health and it's harmful to the planet. So, again, where we need to be focused, we need to go with renewables and related technologies that are available there. And we don't need new gas.
Let's go to Don in Madison with thoughts. Don, hi, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for this excellent program. I really appreciate the emphasis on the concerns about gas. And I wanted to especially mention some concerns about from the consumer side that the utilities are not paying attention to. One is indoor air quality, which in a lot of cases has really been bad because of gas, but I think is quite underreported. With gas lines all over the place, also there's risks of explosions, such as we had in Sun Prairie years ago, and I think that's something people are not as aware of as they might be. In addition, you know, every building that goes up that has gas, that adds to the cost of the building. And then, for instance, in Madison, our utility here charges everybody $23 a month about for a fixed fee on gas before you ever use any energy.
And, Don, we're short on time, but I want Laura here for 10 seconds or so to respond.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Don, thank you so much for your call and what you're saying. And he is bringing up a lot of excellent points, and he's spot on just about mentioning even more problems with gas. And, again, we don't need gas. Renewable is here now, and we should be making historic investments in renewable energy.
News update is next on the Ideas Network. The gas industry is under pressure to curb methane emissions that escape during extraction and production. We're looking at the future of natural gas through the eyes of utilities on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's get a read on our year-end membership drive that is underway. I'm here with Lee Rayburn, and you make the Ideas Network programs possible when you give during this year-end member drive. Join in, join us, and support the programs you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
About 25 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for you. About 17 more people to join in so we can reach our goal. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Takes just a few minutes. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So we just heard from the Wisconsin Sierra Club about Wisconsin's energy future. We're about ready to hear from a representative from Wisconsin's oil and gas utilities about our future energy future. These are the kinds of conversations that you've come to count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported. It means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes these topics, these conversations that we have here every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
You know, it's almost impossible not to spend a dollar a day on some of the small things that are part of your daily routine, like a cup of coffee or your favorite snack.
Snackity snacks, mm-hmm. Yes. Consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. So maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is just the right donation for you. Sign up right now. This is about you. You're listening at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
I'm Sheree from Waupun.
I felt so guilty. I felt like a freeloader for years.
I have to say, I just became a member in this past year, and it was a sustaining member, and I want to make sure it fell on a time where I knew I was going to always have it, and I plan on putting you in my will. Even if it's only like a $500 gift, I plan on leaving my mark here. I want to make sure that this continues. I do. This is very important to me.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy humming along, going strong, whatever your contribution is, whether it's $10, whether it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
How many times have you found out what it all means by listening to Wisconsin Public Radio? Mm-hmm. You support the things that make your life more meaningful. And Wisconsin Public Radio is just one of those things. So here you get information about events in our region and around the world. And you also get music, humor, storytelling.
And you'll want a lot of that news and information as we go through this life together in these times. Your support now will make that possible. Make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with your gift of the amount that's right for you.
Just a little over 20 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for 17 more people to join in. Mm. And it's your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 that ensures a bright future for the programs that you rely on.
And how about choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month? Alliant Energy partnering with us, matching every meal raised through the food bank thank you gift up to $5,000 worth of meals. So ask for your food bank gift. Get it matched now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Elizabeth in Briggsville says, I love your programs and have listened to them for many, many years. Barbara in New Berlin says, I want to support your interesting and quality programming.
I love it. Elizabeth and Barbara, thank you so much. You are part of the formula that WPR is listener-supported. Your gift is powerful. It is truly helpful at WPR.org. And thanks. As Wisconsin works toward a goal of being carbon neutral by 2050, there is this debate about the future of natural gas power plants. Utilities say gas is a bridge fuel to ensure reliability as they transition away from coal. But the Sierra Club is mounting legal challenges. And as we've heard, the Biden administration is cracking down on methane emissions, a byproduct of gas production. What do you think of utilities investing in gas-fueled power plants? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Bill Skuse is executive director of the Wisconsin Utilities Association, which lobbies on behalf of the state's gas and electric utilities. The association's utility members collectively provide gas and electricity to 80% of our state. Bill, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me on the show.
We just heard. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. If you don't mind, I need to make a quick correction.
Sure.
On the earlier announcement, the speaker mentioned that I was representing the oil and gas industry, and I think you said it correctly. I represent the electric and gas industry, Wisconsin Utilities Association,
yes,
not oil.
Thank you for that clarification. And I want to move into this of looking for your response to what you're seeing in the data and in the Beyond Gas campaign coming out of the Sierra Club.
Right. And that's a good question because it is on the front of people's minds. I think that there is a necessary and sometimes uncomfortable tension between environmental advocates and industry. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it does tend to move the needle of public policy faster than all the stakeholders at the table may want to go sometimes. And so the campaign that they're having, it brings to mind their Beyond Coal campaign, which kicked off in 2002, if my memory serves. That's back when I was first starting this job. And so I have to tip my hat to them in that they've been largely successful in meeting their objectives, one of which was to, and I'm quoting from their material, quote, advocate for the retirement of old and outdated coal plants and to prevent new coal plants from being built. Another one was to promote the use of more renewable energy. So check and check, both of those things are happening. Now, that transition may not be fast enough for the Sierra Club, but utilities have to move at the
As we heard, we have about a decade here to be able to avoid the catastrophe of climate change here. So what is the speed we move at?
Utilities have to move at the speed of value for their customers, to quote one of my CEOs. There are other stakeholders who don't necessarily share their view that and who would not want the transition to go as fast as it is. And utilities and the regulators have to listen to all sides and to try to strike that energy balance where economics and environmental concerns converge. Does that make sense?
So I think what you're saying is there's this tricky balance that utilities have to maintain, you know, in terms of making sure that the money they're putting in is also coming out, and also for ratepayers along these lines as well, that they're, you know, that they're not getting the higher bills. Is that some of what's going on here?
Yeah, that's always the challenge for utilities, and we can talk about it in terms of, and this question has been asked of me before in this position over the years, and it's remarkable how it's evolved over time, and yet it's remained the same. Same challenge utilities is to continue to provide reliable service for the customers in their cost-effective and environmentally benign manner possible. That part doesn't change. What has changed is what that service is going to look like in the years ahead. So compared to now, 20 years ago, we were building power plants and transmission lines to meet the growing demand that was the priority at the time. Today, our members are transitioning to building out a much more robust renewable portion of their energy portfolios than ever before. They're building solar farms, they're battery storage, they're buying output from wind farms from other states through power purchase agreements. They're retiring older coal plants and replacing them with natural gas. So the challenge is to make that transition while keeping rates affordable at the same time when you're building new infrastructure.
Why does natural gas have to be this intermediary step? Why can't you go directly to clean energy generation with renewables?
Well, natural gas is an essential baseload fuel, and it's being called upon now to replace these retiring coal units as we make the transition to a carbon neutral generation fleet. For utilities, reliability is job one, so there has to be a power plant running for when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine. Natural gas has roughly half of the greenhouse gas emissions that coal-fired units do that it's replacing, and it's immediately dispatchable, and we have an abundant domestic supply. We have pipeline infrastructure already in place, and it's relatively inexpensive when production ramps up. It's an efficient and reliable fuel source. It'll keep the lights on when renewables are intermittently available.
But here's the thing, you know, the UN is saying to avoid what's going on here, most of the world's fossil fuels need to stay in the ground. Nearly half of natural gas reserves need to stay in the ground. So why invest hundreds of millions of dollars in all of these new types of natural gas generation plants when those resources could go to renewables?
Well, again, the renewables are intermittent. The wind doesn't always blow, sun doesn't always shine. And we're improving our carbon footprint by half when we replace coal plants with gas plants. And coal, you know, is on the way out. Clearly, gas is ascending, and it doesn't have as other, when compared to other carbon-free fuel sources like nuclear, doesn't have the waste disposal issues that nuclear does, which is another baseload fuel, but it's also very capital intensive to build it. Natural gas has a short turnaround time for building new plants, which is what you need if you're going to reduce carbon emissions quickly. I mean, renewables are great, and they are certainly a rapidly growing percentage of our energy mix, but we have to remember it's just that, it's a mix, and you have to have a diverse mix of fuels if you're going to avoid becoming overly reliant on any one source, which could compromise the utility's obligation to provide reliable, safe, affordable energy.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Bill Skuse, who's executive director of the Wisconsin Utilities Association. You can join in on this conversation about natural gas and the future, 800-642-1234. So in terms of filling the gaps, Linda from Milwaukee called, couldn't stay with us. Linda's wondering about batteries associated with green energy. What being the battery life, and how do we dispose of batteries that are used in sustainable technology? But also, why not invest in batteries or energy storage instead, so in order to make renewables more reliable?
And that's a really good question. I like that question because we are investing in batteries right now. I think WEC Energy Group has a proposal on the table to install significantly sized battery operation along with one of their solar farms. And the technology for batteries is improving, and it's something that we need to keep focusing on and again keep making the technology better. It's not yet at the stage where it can simply switch off from, you can't have all renewables and then have a battery backup yet. It is the plan to make more of it that way, work that way, but that's always been the issue with renewables. You haven't been able to store it, at least more so in the past, not so much now. But the technology is getting better, and we're not quite yet at the point where we can go to 100% renewables with no backup.
Where do you see the biggest wins here, the biggest opportunities for utilities to cut greenhouse emissions? What is going to be the game changer?
Biggest opportunities, if we can cut half the greenhouse gas emissions off the bat by switching from coal to gas, that's pretty big. And I think we need to recognize what we've done so far. And in fact, you know, let's talk about in climate change in general. Utilities are doing a lot about climate change. They've committed to a goal of being carbon neutral by 2050, and some are even accelerating that. Some are pursuing carbon reduction goals of 40-65% by 2030, consistent with the Paris Climate Accords. Some even as high as 80%, but they're all planning for a net zero carbon generation fleet by 2050. Let's talk about roughly, let's see.
And I want to just jump in here. I want to get your take as well on methane emissions as we see the Biden administration about to heavily regulate methane emissions, which is a byproduct of gas production. Will stricter methane regulation have an impact on what gas utilities decide to do in the future?
Well, probably. And natural gas can and it must be harvested safely and responsibly. It has to be. And that's why we have regulations and to ensure that it is. And if improvements need to be made to that process, then absolutely. And that's something we should look at. But, you know, utilities are a regulated industry and they're used to dealing with those compliance issues and solving those kinds of problems. But I just don't think we should simply write off such a cheap domestic fuel supply that could last 90 years and can cut greenhouse gas emissions in half when compared to coal. I mean, if we can produce and utilize natural gas in a safe, clean way and it's abundant, we should. So even if it doesn't take us all the way to a zero carbon future, it's clearly a big step in the right direction. In short, I guess you'd say you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Bill, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Bill Skuse heads up the Wisconsin Utilities Association, and earlier we heard from the Wisconsin chapter of the Sierra Club. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show, and it is the year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. This year-end member drive think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs this year, and with 2022 around the corner, take action and give the programs you rely on a strong start. Give them a boost in the new year at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with just a little more than 5 minutes left in this hour, we're looking for 15 more people to join in. And if you already have, well, thank you.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
So we just heard from the Sierra Club in Wisconsin. We heard from Wisconsin's electric and gas industries. And we took a look at the future of Wisconsin's energy. And these are just some of the kinds of conversations you find every morning on The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported. And that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Actually, you can make more than that. This drive, you can provide hunger relief in your area. So ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month.
Alliant Energy is partnering with us, and right now they're matching every meal given through the food bank thank you gifts. And that could mean an extra 12,500 meals for your community. So increase your impact with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What kinds of things do you spend a dollar a day on?
My gym membership I definitely spend probably more than a dollar a day on.
The bus.
Easily gum.
Spinach.
I spend a buck or two on a delicious treat every day, though I do share it with a friend often.
It's easy to spend a dollar a day, or even more, on things that are part of your daily routine. What about Wisconsin Public Radio? Every day you get information and news that helps you understand the world. You also hear music that lifts your spirits and entertainment that makes you smile. So invest a dollar a day in Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe you think of WPR as a delicious treat. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this year-end member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you do decide to set it at, that is the right amount.
So when 14 more people join us in just the next few minutes, we'll have met our goal. And these hourly goals, they're set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, so worthwhile. And members make the programs possible.
Most definitely. You get all these great shows because members, people like you who donate, kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. So become a member now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 or $10 a month or any amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, goodness. Looking at the dashboard, we need those 14 gifts in the door here in the next 3 minutes. That is the bottom line. WPR is listener powered. We have these goals each hour. We need to stay on track. Your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's so important.
And don't forget, you can choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month with Alliant Energy partnering with us. They'll match every dollar raised through the food bank thank you gift up to $5,000. So ask for yours now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard a shout out from Jason in Lubbock. I think Lubbock, Texas. That's what comes to mind. And Jason says, I've been working in the area since June and truly appreciate your great mix of local, regional, and national programming. And Jason says, when I travel for extended periods, I join my temporary local public radio station. WPR is now my 10th member station. That is so fabulous. I love that story.
Jason, thank you. And for all our listeners, all our members, your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.